Israel, 2002. The West Bank has become a war zone. Bombings and violence on all sides stretch the limits of hospitals, medical facilities, and first responders. Military ambulances must make painful choices, whether to dash closer to less equipped, small hospitals, or travel farther to medical centers deeper into Israel for better care and life-saving equipment. For badly wounded patients, the wrong choice could mean death. And so often, their lives hinge on what happens in the first few minutes of care. A bomb blast has ripped through a small West Bank town. A military ambulance roars up to a small home, the front of the building reduced to rubble. An Israeli teenage boy is lying on the front steps. His frantic mother, Talia, runs up as two EMTs rush out from the ambulance.
Help him! Please help my son! The bomb was so close, his head is bleeding!
Eli Heyman, an Israeli military doctor with a strong jaw, receding hairline, and experience beyond his years, hustles out of the ambulance behind the EMTs towards the steps of the battered building. Talia approaches them.
I'm Dr. Eli Heyman. What's your name?
Talia! I'm his mother. That's Joseph.
Patient is a male in his late teens, appears in and out of consciousness. Dilation of one pupil.
Some loss of blood. No bleeding from the ears, no raccoon eyes. We need to get vitals and transport them to trauma care immediately.
Talia, we are going to take care of Joseph, but the first few minutes are crucial. We're bringing him to a hospital so we can see what is going on inside his head. You can come with us.
Mom, we have to go!
They hurriedly load Joseph into the ambulance and barely get the doors closed before the ambulance rushes off.
Joseph was just standing on the steps and then... Dr. Ellie, what happened to my son?
We aren't certain yet. We need to look inside his head when we get to the hospital.
Do it now!
Talia, we can't examine his head here because we don't have the equipment. We need something called a CT scanner. It uses a computer to combine a series of x-rays to create pictures of Joseph's head so we can take a look inside.
You should have it here. Why don't you have one here?
I wish we did. You don't know how much I've thought about this. They're too big and too heavy. They can't fit in an ambulance, but we'll have one at the hospital.
Talia nods and holds Joseph's hand. The EMT keeps a watch on Joseph, who barely moves as the ambulance roars through the narrow streets towards the hospital, still miles away.
I just hope we can get there in time.